You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Wow, she wants to know if she's the jerk for keeping her niece's secret Snapchat a secret. Hold on. Let me explain the message we got.
Please do.
You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. You can message us and on our DMs, or and hopefully somebody will see them. No promises.
And once you get a producer, it'll be seen
it'll
far
be
quicker.
Seen more. But let's give her a name. Sneaky
Sarah.
Sneaky Sarah. All right.
Yeah, Sneaky Sarah.
She said, Allie and DZ, I have two nieces, ages 13 and 15. I just found out from the 13-year-old that the 15-year-old has a secret Snapchat.
Little sister snitched on big sis. Mm-hmm. Got it.
To Auntie.
Got it.
To their aunt. Okay. Yeah. She has two, and her mom doesn't know. Her mom is my sister. When the younger niece told me, I felt a little conflicted. Mm-hmm. On one hand, Auntie didn't want to snitch on my niece to my sister. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I want to make sure she's safe.
Yeah, what's she doing with a secret snap?
Yeah,
right.
So I decided not to say anything to my sister about her daughter's secret Snapchat account. Mm. Am I the jerk for not telling my sister her daughter has a secret social media account? Sneaky Sarah.
Sneaky Sarah. Oh, you being sneaky with the sissies for sure.
You know, I get both sides because I have a niece in high school.
Okay.
And
yeah, I got a niece going into high school. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I there's safety over everything, but I also know if all they're doing is just, I also know my sister can be a little uptight.
And I know
my niece is a really good kid. And
overall,
if she's using a secret one, it's to talk to her boyfriend or her post cuss words or, you know, swears. She's not, but you never know.
Hey, and kids
don't
be wildin',
naive. Kids are wildin'.
And the good kids still do bad things. I don't want to, you know, freak anybody out, but just because
100%.
Your kid is good doesn't mean the world is going to always be a good place for them to be in at the exact place.
Overall, I was a good teenager, but there are moments where I'm lucky I'm alive. Let's be real.
Same.
Where I did some really dumb stuff.
No,
didn't we all, you know, in high school where you're like, what was I thinking?
For the most part, I understand why you wouldn't want to, you know, keep a secret snap, because I know the goofy things we did as teenagers. Mm-hmm. And if you feel like some things need to be kept in secret, they might not be some healthy things that you're doing.
That part.
And when we were kids, we didn't have Snapchat.
No, we didn't have any of that.
We didn't have the luxury to have a secret social media.
We didn't even have. I just disappeared and my mom paged me because I had a pager.
Yo,
it was the 90s, okay? I sure did have a pager. Everybody had a pager until we got cell phones. Everybody had a pager.
You was big balling with the pager,
but
though.
They couldn't even find you. So,
no.
You know what I mean? You could have been doing anything.
Anywhere.
You couldn't track location.
With anybody.
You couldn't do the thing. Like I said, it's lucky. I'm lucky I'm alive for some of the dumb stuff I did in high school with my friends.
But
you know?
Can I tell you what I hear, though?
Yeah, what do you hear?
I hear the aunt. You know, I hear Titi.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing themselves, seeing her and her sister in her sister's kid. So she's going, I would have been mad if I was told. And I told, and one of my aunts snitched on me.
Right.
So she's going, I'm going to hold y'all down. Solidarity and sisterhood. Y'all got to figure that out. Because technically, it wasn't the older sister that told the aunt. It was the little sister
snitching
on the aunt.
Uh-huh.
She was trying to get her caught.
To the aunt, yeah.
Right. So she was trying to tell mom, but didn't want to snitch herself. So she told the aunt. In my head, this is how it played out.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the aunt to snitch on older sister Snapchat, hoping that aunt would have told her sister, aka mom,
right,
and gotten big sis in trouble. So this is some roundabout little sister drama that little sister's trying to fade out big sister on the snap and call her out.
Well, do you think she's the jerk then for keeping it a secret? She knows her niece, her 15-year-old niece has a secret social media account. It's her sister's kid. Is she the jerk for not telling her sister, for keeping it a secret?
I think a little bit.
Just for safety reasons?
For safety reasons, sure. It's not necessary.
What if something goes bad?
Safety's the obvious.
Yeah. That's not my reason. We all know that.
Right? That's not my reason why I say I think she's the jerk. Yeah. I think she's the jerk because she's stooping down to the childlike level and going, oh, I'm not going to tell either.
But then how do you have a trusted adult around?
Snitch.
You got to have a trusted adult around.
You're the trusted adult.
You got to decide.
If I knew my niece, Alea, the one that's going to be a teen, is going into high school. If I knew she had a secret snap,
would I tell?
1,000% snitch.
Okay. So
flat out.
So jerk. You say jerk.
I'd be snitching. All right. And I'm not a snitch. You already know.
No, you're not. But this is deeper than that. 414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling. Somebody texted in, not the jerk. You can't even read what's on Snap anyone as it disappears unless you screenshot it.
Yeah, okay. And that even more so means we don't know what conversations are being had and why are they being had in secret.
Oh, Emily in Milwaukee said, as the former kid who blocked my mom, adult sister, and aunt from my Snapchat story in high school, not the jerk, but as the now adult who works with kids and teens and knows what goes on in the world, jerk. Please tell her mom, even if it's saying that you'll keep an eye on her without the kid knowing.
I know we're not looking for solutions, but that
is one
to say, hey, just so you know. Okay. I'll watch it, though.
We're going to read your texts and talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so the question on Am I the Jerk today is, am I the jerk for keeping my niece's secret social media a secret? Her niece has a secret Snapchat. She found out from the other niece, so she hasn't told her sister. Your kid has got a secret Snapchat. Is Sneaky Sarah the jerk? You know what? We're going to start with Amelia in Milwaukee, who I was randomly thinking about yesterday. And I'm not kidding. I don't know if I saw her on Insta or what, but I was like, where's Amelia been?
You called her with your energy.
I did. I said, come to me, girl.
She said, I feel the disturbance in the air. Hallie needs me.
I need you. Amelia.
Hey, Amelia.
How's it going, you guys?
Buenos dias.
Happy Monday.
Great to hear from you.
Amelia, she said this is a hard one. It is hard.
It is. Yep. Mm-hmm. It is. I'm going to go with not the jerk.
Oh!
And I'm going to explain why.
Yes. All right.
I'm explain why.
Go on.
Okay?
Yeah.
If I was in this position, I knew, I would talk to my niece. Like, look, you know, you have a secret one, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever your reason might be, but I would give my advice.
Now,
I have plenty nieces and nephews, and there's things I see, but I don't say anything because the fact that that's not my business, I guess. But I
and kids gonna do what they do regardless.
So Amelia's saying, I don't want to snitch.
Exactly. Like Ali said, like they said, like I remember there's some stuff I used to do when I was younger.
Of course,
trust, believe.
Of course, trust and believe.
It's amazing we're alive, Amelia. It's amazing.
But she's saying don't snitch, but still have that conversation to go. I'm not gonna tell on you.
You don't want to lose that
trust.
Yeah,
exactly.
And
then they're not gonna want to tell you anything. So since you know, just have a conversation with them. Like, look, you know this. Because let me tell you something. I don't know about my son, but my daughter does not keep nothing from me. And if they do something dumb back then, they tell me now. I'm like, well, what are you guys thinking? But we've all been there.
We've all been there.
For sure.
You know, it's just like, you know, the way I look at it, you just use it. Just give them good advice. You know, we're all going to learn. We're all going to do things. And then that's when we get the, or we get the, now I learned my lesson. Never again. You know?
Yeah. Well, true. And you know what? And that's so she's saying not the jerk,
not the jerk,
because she's saying have a conversation and deal with it that way
warn her of any of the probable or possible, right? Just because you don't want to be the snitch. I get that. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to break that trust. But at the same time,
let's not forget.
She
wants them to come to you if anything
they're
happens.
They're not going to next time.
It was the little sister that dry snitched, though. It wasn't the one with the secret.
Hey, as the baby of the family, let the little sister live, okay? I used to call Penny out and find her alcohol and go, Ma!
Exactly. She was dry snitching like a little sister does. So this isn't even about trust. She was trying to get her in trouble.
It was just me and my brother, and I'm like, if I'm going, I'm going to go down with
you. Coming down with me, I swear.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Amelia, well, thank you for calling. It was good to hear from you. I'm glad I brought you in with my energy. I felt it.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.
You guys take care. Bye.
Take care.
All right, let's go to our girl Kyla in Sheboygan this morning. Hi, Kyla.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Allie. Good morning, DZ.
Hello, hello.
Good morning. Hi. Is Sneaky Sarah a jerk for keeping her niece's secret Snapchat a secret?
Amelia said nah. It was convincing, too. I know.
I was also torn on this one because
it's tough.
The girl that has the secret Snapchat doesn't know that the aunt, it sounds like she might not even know that the aunt knows. I don't know if it's the little sister.
I agree.
So that part was hard, but the question was, is she a jerk for not telling her sister? And I think she's a jerk.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, she needs to have that conversation. I have a daughter. She's a freshman in high school. She was like one of the last to get a phone and be able to have social media in her friend group.
I don't blame you, though.
Yeah, no, totally. Yes. And Kyla, everybody's going through their kid's phone right now.
I know, right? The mom needs to know, though. They need to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. They're going to get social media at some point. You need to know how to use it safely and then be able to monitor it if so.
Oh, and anytime my kids, I mean, and everybody's different as far as technology and how smart they are and how tech savvy they are.
Sure.
But anytime the boys, I grab their phone and they look nervous, I go, oh, hell no, it's time to go through the phone today and see what you're nervous about.
And I agree, Allie. I think it's about building healthy habits because if you're hiding a Snapchat or a social media as a teenager, what are you willing and possibly wanting to hide later in life,
you
right?
Just
the
want
healthy
your
habits.
Parents to see. Yeah.
Well, baby. Yeah, but that parents turns into other people, and then it turns into other loved ones and response. Yeah, and then you're then
and
it
the
gets
mom and the daughter have to have healthy boundaries with it too. Like I'm not going through every single thing on my daughter's phone.
Yeah,
but there's times that I'm going to check in and make sure everything's okay.
As you should, because like, you pay for it, and you're the parent, and you're allowed to do it. Period. Period. Okay, Kyla, you received. All right, she says jerk. All right,
have a great day.
Split down the middle.
Jerk. Y'all too.
Bye.
Okay, last but not least, our girl Tanya is in Kenosha this morning. Get her theme song called 5 Days in a Row. You already know. Tanya!
Good morning, guys.
Hey, morning, fam.
The texts are going crazy. What do you think, Tanya? Is Sneaky Sarah a jerk for not telling her sister that the niece has a secret social media account, a secret Snapchat?
Be honest.
Yeah. I've got a tween, so you know I'm going to come in and say she's a jerk.
Okay.
For me, it's not about breaking any trust. It's about building trust.
We
can't have that mom not know about this. We can have her kind of quietly say, hey, it's time for me to go through this phone, take a look at some things, happen upon it so nobody's busted, and say we have to have some conversations about trust here.
Well, and somebody texted in and said, jerk, that's not your kid, and Snapchat is not a safe app. I will agree that you can do what... Snapchat is real shady.
It is.
There's things that you can track, but Snapchat, it'll disappear, so...
You don't know what's really going on.
Snapchat is a shady app, and I'll say it over and over again. Even if I use it, it's a shady app. And Allie in Sheboygan texted in and said, jerk, but she should give her niece two options. Tell your mom or let me have access either way so I know what you're doing. Oh.
Yeah, but then she gets a chance to clean it up and she doesn't even know the aunt knows.
And then she makes another fake one.
And then the cycle continues. How many fake accounts or how many, you know, burner accounts? How many secret accounts does this little kid going to have? 10, 20?
She needs to be caught with it because if the sister knows, other people know. Mom needs to know.
That part.
For sure.
All
awesome. Right. Well, thank you, Tanya, for calling.
You're welcome.
It's jerk today, definitely.
Have a great day.
Tanya, I'll talk to you later. Message me. We got stuff to talk about. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I just want to read this because I know what people are thinking and I don't want to upset people. Somebody said, you guys sound crazy. Snapchat can be so dangerous. Kids are, quote, meeting random strangers there. Tell the mom so her daughter doesn't end up being trafficked. I agree with you, but let me tell you something. All of social media can be dangerous if you're not watching what your kids are doing.
Exactly.
Okay. It's totally I don't want to sound like I'm 100, but it's a different world. Well, you know, if you're a parent, you got to pay attention.
We also don't want to sound like helicopter parents over sounding 100, but
and be paranoid.
But I am going to be invested in checking my children's devices once they have them. I'm already monitoring what they're watching as kids. Why wouldn't I even more so watch what they're doing and actively engaging in conversations as teens and tweens?
And
Are
I'm
you
paying the
me?
Damn bill. I'm gonna look at it.
That's my phone.
Period.
I let you take it.
That's what I say all the time. When they get an attitude or don't respond to me, I go, that's just what you said.
That's my phone. hey, Alexa, play Kevin Gates, two phones. I got two phones, and I pay for both. What you gonna do about it? Don't play with me. Don't play with me.
So funny. All right. So we decided that she is the jerk for not telling her sister about the secret Snapchat account her niece has.